Welcome to another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you'd like more information or sermons, visit www.brotherjimshaw.org. Please stay tuned to the end of the broadcast for more contact information. And now, here's Brother Jim Shaw.
The Lord tells us that if the foundations are destroyed, what are the righteous to do? A foundation, it holds the rest of everything up. And we know that Jesus Christ is our foundation. What does that mean? That means His Word is our foundation while we live on this planet and for eternity. And one of the foundations basically is sin. What is sin? I mean, since Jesus Christ came to destroy sin, since He came to die on a cross so He could set the Holy Spirit free so we can be convicted of our sin, wouldn't it be like the devil to let us just not even care about sin? Do whatever you want. You aren't hurting anybody. You're enjoying yourself. Enjoy your life. Sounds to me that's what the devil wants you to do. But let's get back to Galatians. Galatians 5, verse 18. But if you are led of the Spirit, you are not under the law. So if the Holy Spirit is leading you, you will not be breaking any of God's laws, which will put you in sin. Now, the works of the flesh are manifest. And the word manifest means evident. You do not have to be a spiritual Einstein to see what sin is. That is what Paul is telling us here. And this is what he's telling to the church in Galatia. And he was very, very intense with this church, because someone had come in the church and tried to force circumcision on them. And he actually told his church, who is bewitching you? Who's casting a spell on you? And I believe that's what's happening to us. Little by little, Satan casts a spell by eating like a moth. Well, we have to throw some spiritual cold water on our head, snap out of it, and not even budge an inch. This isn't about being tolerant. It's not about compromise whatsoever. There is only one way. There is only one conviction. Now, of course, that has to be weighed with mercy and grace because we're all sinners. So let's just take that as a given. We are all sinners. But because we are all sinners, does it mean we are tolerant of sin? No. But here we go. Now, the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness. And it goes on to mention about 15 more. Let's talk about fornication, what's happening in this world. And it's becoming a yawn. Homosexuality is becoming a yawn. Gang, this will keep you out of the kingdom of God. Paul ends it, I have also told you in time past that they which do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. In other words, this is a foundational statement Paul is making. Fornicators will not inherit the kingdom of God. Snap out of it. This isn't new news. This is old news, which has to be renewed, particularly for the new generation. That this is sin. It is not acceptable by the Father. No, it is wrong. It is evil. It is antichrist. There's no place for mercy in saying it's okay. There's mercy in the sin for the sinner, but there isn't any mercy to the point where I say, hey, it's okay. It's all right. No, it isn't all right. We're all in a fight. We're all in a battle. This is a battle to death. That's what it was for Jesus, and that's what it is for us. This isn't easy, but this fornication thing, this homosexual thing, just doing a little research. Do you know we have 13 homosexuals in Congress? They've been voted in, 13. We have 3 governors that are living a deviant lifestyle, a Christian deviant lifestyle, to a Christian. We have 3, I said 3 governors, 13 in Congress. There's over 66 mayors that are homosexuals. This is our country, gang. This is things that keep you out of the kingdom of God. And these people are in authoritative positions of leadership, giving examples to all the citizens in their districts, in their states. This is where we are. Am I, as a Christian, just supposed to hug everybody and say, this is okay? No, I want to bring it back. The foundations are shaken. So in other words, the renewing of the foundation has to be told and screamed at the housetop. It's wrong. Now, granted, I don't exactly know why there's an onslaught of this. It could be directly from Satan through thoughts, directly through Satan through diet, just basic empathy from the Christian community. I don't know. I am not God. All I know is it is happening. We are starting to accept it. And it is dead wrong. It is a foundation. It is a manifested, evident sin. And if our leaders are put in positions under these headings, you know, this kind of gets to me, because everybody's on Trump because of the Epstein files. Who knows? I mean, we all know what Trump was. We all know what Trump was, especially if you're over 60 years old. So why should we be surprised? But, I mean, we have governors, men that are married to men, adopting children. What could be more abusive? I mean, basically, I'm supposed to get excited about the Epstein files when we have governors married to men, marrying men with adopted children? We have congressmen making our laws? This is what I'm saying, the ludicrousness of everything we're hearing. All right, oh, the Epstein files. Forget about the Epstein files. I'll give you some raw facts of who's running the country, or at least the percentage-wise who's increasing. All right, and that's just the country. That's just the country. Let's talk about the church. The United Church of Christ, the Presbyterian Church of Christ, the Episcopal Church, and even the Mennonite Church USA, in some form or another, either have homosexual clergy or they have no problem with bringing into the congregation. This is the church. Are we reading out of the same Bible, gang? Now, the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication. I have also told you in time past that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. If you are not going to inherit the kingdom of God, how can I consider this love if I turn my back and say it's okay, or turn my back and say everything's going to be okay? How could that be? It cannot be. That is not love. To love God is to follow his commandments, to know he's the creator of the universe, to know he set down the rules and he's put them in your conscience. But this is why we have the word of God, to renew our mind so we're not conformed to this world, right? All these sins, all these horrendous sins, the Canaanites nations were partakers of them in the Old Testament. And God said, have nothing to do with those Canaanites. Do not marry them. Stay away from them. Don't even get near them. If you do, you'll take on their behaviors. So what happens if the Christian community doesn't say it's wrong? Is you as a parent doesn't say it's wrong? What gets me is these Christians that are against it, and all of a sudden their children go wayward, and they say, oh, well, it's not that bad. It is that bad. Why? Don't you want them to inherit the kingdom of God? Do you know what the other alternative is? It's not good. Weeping and gnashing of teeth doesn't sound good. I don't think we were created to be partakers of weeping and gnashing of teeth. We weren't. Snap out of it, Christian. Snap out of it. This is not acceptable. I don't care who's in charge. And you know, and our top money man, his name's Bessent. You look it up. Our top money man in the nation, married to another man, two adopted children. You know what the Lord is saying? And you wonder why the country's falling apart. How could this not be God's fulfillment of a curse? How could it not be? But the Lord is merciful. If he would have found 10 people in Sodom and Gomorrah, as disgusting as that place is, it was as disgusting as the people were smashing down the doors to get at that strange flesh, those angels that were in there. He said, if I find 10 people, I won't burn this place down. Gang, we got to be one of those 10 people. Just look at it like that. I'm going to be one of those 10 people. That's how I just pray that the country repents. I just pray that God, in your infinite wisdom, when things don't look good, just like with Moses with the ocean on one side and the Egyptians on the other, how on earth did he have a chance? What happened? A miracle had to take place. Intervention had to take place. We need God's intervention to save this country. Yes, we do. The Muslims are overrunning us. Antichrist religions are coming in. They're not acceptable, gang. There's only one way, and it is Jesus Christ. So it might sound arrogant. It might sound intolerant. I'd rather go to heaven than hell. And I know what Jesus Christ went through on that cross to be a sacrifice. And I know that's true love, to lay down your life for the brethren. And I know every single Muslim Jesus Christ died for. I'm talking about the demonic belief system led by the powers of darkness to keep people in blindness so they can't be set free. Yes. It's not God's, according to Jesus, it's not his will that any should perish. And all should come to the faith. Yes. And Satan wants to hold you bound. Satan wants to bind you in lust. Satan wants you to bind you in hatred, bind you in bitterness, bind you in everything. And this is true freedom. Not freedom given to you by any government, not freedom to vote, not freedom to do this or that. True freedom is freedom from the powers of darkness. The power, which means authority of darkness. Satan, who wants to hold you against your own will. But when the Spirit of Jesus Christ comes into your life, he will set you free because he loves you. Because no man could set us free, but the Lamb, the sacrificial Lamb on that cross, came, walked this planet, spit on, hung on a cross naked, ridiculed, and to this day, everybody hates him. If anything, that should be a testimony. He wasn't just a good man. He was every bit man, but he was conceived of the Holy Ghost, which made him every bit God. Yes, it's a mystery, but you can get a hold of it. We needed a perfect sacrifice, and that was Christ. So listen, if your personal foundations are trying to get rambled, harbor them back in. Hold fast to the truth. Make it your foundation. Follow the Lord Jesus Christ. Renew your mind with his word and surround it all with love, because that's what it all points to. For God so loved the world that he gave us Jesus, that who should ever believe in him should not perish, but have eternal life. And God bless you.
You've been listening to Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you would like more information or sermons, we can be reached at www.brotherjimshaw.org. That's www.brotherjimshaw.org. Or write to P.O. Box 690492, Vero Beach, Florida. You can also call 717-451-9767. Again, 717-451-9767. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you again next time for another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. To view more messages on Brother Jim's YouTube page, please visit www.brotherjimshaw.org.